In the late 1970s, Christopher Alexander became an icon in the world of architecture with his book, A Pattern Language. In it, he argued for injecting personal, even emotional and spiritual qualities into man-made structures, streets, and cities. Alexander's book challenged the architectural establishment and derided much that's been built over the past century as deadly. Now, Christopher Alexander has issued the final part of four volumes that explain his philosophy. The work is called The Nature of Order, an essay on the art of building and the nature of the universe. Christopher Alexander joins us from our studio in London. Welcome.
Thanks very much. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
I'm sitting here with all four volumes of this.
All right, okay.
All 2,100 plus pages. Needless
good
to say.
Good set of library steps.
Yeah. Flipping through here, there are just lovely photos. There are pictures of ancient towns in the Middle East. There's Persian pottery. There's a lush terraced agricultural field. You use all of these examples to talk about what kinds of things have life in them. And can you explain to me, what do you mean when you say something has life?
I suppose the thing to start with would be if we look at a whole series of places in a city, in a house, in a garden, on a hillside, we all have the experience in one fashion or another that it means something to be in that place. I mean, it could be just the sun shining on a blackberry bush and there's a little bit of wild grass down below it. We're standing there picking blackberries, let's say. And the place makes us feel alive, and some places have a good deal of what I just spoke about. Some places have very little of it.
Well, and what you're talking about sounds very subjective and very personal, but yet you, over the years, have quizzed your students and found that this quality of life that you describe, is there's actually a great deal of consensus about it.
Yes, I think that's the most important thing. It wouldn't be very interesting if it was subjective in the sense of just sort of your opinion or whatever. Perhaps what's unusual about what I've done is that I've said, look, this is one of the most important qualities that exists in the world, and it is not currently identified as an important quality. And in fact, the current line of thinking in architecture would reject the idea that there is such a thing, because architects too often really want to be free to kind of push their own thing and make a statement of some sort. So they're not paying attention to this kind of life. I think it's true to say that all over the world, people are getting very, very thoroughly fed up with this.
You lay out 15 fundamental properties that you say can help make something more alive, properties found in nature and in structures, including repetition and roughness. Tell me about these.
Suppose you have the repetition of concrete panels in the facade of a big building, or the repetition of window units in a housing development, and so on. People who are doing this mischief, you'll see in a minute why I call it that, will argue, well, you know, all of what we know as nature is made of the repetition of atoms, repetition of electrons, repetition of molecules and crystals and so on. So there's nothing wrong with repetition, so that argument will go from somebody who stands to make a buck by using heavily prefabricated materials in huge repetitive orders. Now, if you look at, let's say, the leaves on a tree, obviously, in one sense, they're all the same. And in another sense, equally important, they're all different. Because each one has essentially got the same generative scheme, which will produce another oak leaf, and now another oak leaf, and another oak leaf on that tree. But each one is also endowed with tremendous adaptive capacity, so that each leaf fits exactly where it is on that twig, where it is in relationship to the sun's direction. So all of this is, even an ordinary tree with leaves that are not surprising to us, nourishes us and fills us with wonder and with a gratefulness for our own existence and our own self, because all of that very subtle adaptation is visible there at the same time that the repetition is going on. let's say that I'm making a building. You haven't got a built-in adaptive process as you have in the oak tree.
That would be Mother Nature.
Yes, I view it as something rather closer to us than that. I think it's our job to do what Mother Nature does. And if I'm clever enough to make each window pay attention to its location in the building, I will then get something where the windows repeat, but they will be slightly different according to where they are, according to the view that one sees from inside each room. And the balance between the repetition and the uniqueness of every spot then makes a building that is a living place. If it has the dead hand of repetition, of pure factory repetition, It is not connected to its surroundings. It doesn't respect the people in the building. It's just a bunch of carbon copies stuck side by side by side by side by side.
The book that made you famous, if I could, A Pattern Language.
Yes.
It was hailed as something that would allow everyone to design his or her own house or space.
Yes. Yes.
Almost taking the architect out of architecture.
Right.
And to get eminently practical, assuming we have listeners undertaking renovations, I mean, how do you approach something? Say someone is standing in the space, they want to be their new kitchen, and They're trying to decide the color of the tile that gives them what they want from that room. How do you approach that?
One's supposed to do this either by having good taste or by some architect is going to give you some advice or a number of things like this. And actually people feel quite confused often, and they feel, you might say, almost impotent. It's really quite simple. If you think about the kitchen that is to be, and you try to imagine what is going to make you feel alive, there'll be a struggle. We are beset by images, instructions, notions of what is fashionable. So you've got voices speaking in your head about all those things. And the most important thing that you must do is to get rid of those voices. Really and truly clean them out and only pay attention to whether you are actually feeling better with this tile or this tile or this tile.
Even if the answer surprises you and
even
you think,
if the answer
no, that's
surprises.
Not what I wanted.
That's right. And that does happen quite often if you become good at this. I'm afraid a 5-minute description of a very complex process is not satisfactory.
I understand now why there's 2,000 plus pages here. It's taken you 30 years, but it's incredibly interesting. And now I'm going to go back to my boxy office and reassess my surroundings.
Yes, please do. And give yourself permission to say, what in the hell am I doing in this place?
Christopher Alexander is the author of the 4-volume series, The Nature of Order, an essay on the art of building and the nature of the universe. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure.